Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to another adventure here at the 8-Bit Geek. You're listening to episode 135. Yes, we made it that far. Only one more episode before the world is going to be invaded by space aliens that will worship me. And only me. I'm Jeremy. With me today is...
your alien overlords, Doug
and Kevin.
That's right.
What you don't know is we're already aliens. We've already invaded.
Oh. Pretty much.
Don't worship Jeremy. He's not worth it.
The only people would have known if they were wearing those cool sunglasses. They live. Obey.
So I guess Doug impregnated his first Earthling.
Yeah, that's right.
And he had a baby, so he's back. Yeah. And are you done with the whole baby thing? So you'll be
totally.
You training it in?
I'm over it. He's on his own till he's 18.
Okay,
he's
good.
On his own forever.
That's the only way to do it. What other creatures do that? They just have them, and then like a day later, they're like, all right, bye, see ya.
Pretty much every creature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Turtles, like, lay eggs and then peace out.
Oh, yeah. They're just like, bye, bitch.
Yeah, good luck. Like, four of you are actually going to make it into the ocean.
I was going to say that.
Be eaten by birds.
Fuck, like... Oh, how many eggs are laid? Like 500, right? Or like thousands?
Some stupid amount. Well, I mean, I'm sure amongst all of the turtles, probably a couple thousands. But I think it's
something like 5% make it to the ocean.
Yeah,
something stupid.
To the ocean.
Yeah, and that's not even okay. So
they're on the goddamn beach already.
Yeah. Okay. So let me get this straight. I am birthed, and my chances of survival are 1%. So I'm gonna make it. And
you are the 1%.
And let's
Jeremy.
Just say I make it to the ocean. Well, now my chances of survival are like 0.5% to get to adulthood.
Yeah, because once you get in the water, you've got to then avoid everything in the ocean. I mean, just everything else.
I don't know, with a shell and everything, I couldn't picture fish trying to eat you. But I mean, fish are dumb, so.
Yeah, well, there are bigger fish though that would just like just whole.
Just what?
Just chomp down. Just.
I've seen a shark tail. I know what's up.
Yeah, Kev, see? You know what's up.
Kev?
Oh, man.
I don't mean to interrupt the
Jeremy's
flow.
Pulling the Doug on me.
What? Oh, well, because you're eating the microphone.
Yeah, you're literally, like, you're in the microphone.
Should I be right here, then? Is that better?
Oh, that's much better. That is way better. That's awesome.
Excellent.
So, like we said, this is episode 135. This is the tutorials that we're doing here. Just basic podcasting. I'm your host. Guys, we're going to talk a lot about some good stuff today.
No.
Wow. It's good to have Doug back just to go, no, no. None of that's happening. No.
Just ignore everything he just said.
What can happen is you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Stitcher Radio.
No.
You can also... Didn't know that. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek and find some cool stuff. We're planning something big. And by we, I mean we. No one's peeing. That's just coffee being poured. I just want to let that out.
That's what we want you to
welcome
believe.
Back, Doug.
This is my third cup since we started recording. I'm tired as fuck.
Everybody
are you still
is.
On like paternity leave?
Oh yeah, I'll be on paternity for like the next like 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks.
Oh man, that's awesome.
That's really good.
How's your sleep schedule?
I can essentially text him and he will answer at any time.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
What's happening right now is that I normally take the night shifts. As I stir my coffee, I'm sure you can hear.
No, we can hear everything, trust me.
Oh god. Katie goes to bed at like 8 normally, and then I will wake her up at like 4 a.m. I'll stay up with the baby until 4, and then I sleep till like 9.
So you catching up on your games then, or what?
You know, I haven't been playing a whole lot of I haven't really been playing a whole lot. I've been watching a fuck ton of movies, though. Like, if we got to where, what are you been watching sort of stuff today, I could list, like, 18 movies I've watched in the past week.
You only get three.
A lot of series. A lot of
Have you watched what we have talked about? I mean, what I shared with you?
No, I don't remember what you shared with me.
I shared with you, you said, what was it?
Oh, Mr. Robot. No, Mr. Robot. I haven't even got that set up yet.
Oh, come the fuck on, dude. You've got to watch this show.
I got a hard drive the other day with a fuck ton of movies and TV on it. I've just been going through that.
What's the show?
Wait, who'd you get it from?
My buddy Ed.
Okay, I guess Ed comes before me. But you should still watch Mr. Robot. Please, before you go back, you need to.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what show is this?
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot.
Oh, I've heard good things about that. I gotta start watching that as well.
It is fucking fantastic. It is phenomenal. There is just great actors, great actresses, great story, authentic hacking. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's really great. We talked about that last week, but anyways. Hey, guys. Yeah. Guys, I'm tired, too. Ask me why.
Well, why are you tired, Jeremy?
I just got done with a Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah? What did you do? What Comic-Con?
I just went to this little Comic-Con called Alamo City Comic-Con down in, San Antonio.
Nice. I wish.
Is that the one that Manu Bennett got arrested at? Or arrested while he was in town for?
What?
Did you not hear about that?
No.
Yeah, like Saturday night, Manu Bennett, who played, obviously, Slade Wilson on Arrow... or he was in the Hobbit movies.
Holy shit, he was charged with assault in Texas.
Yeah,
look at him.
Ed San Antonio, like Saturday night. Like, I guess, like, I don't know what happened, but I guess my guess is he went to a bar. Someone was probably like, "Yo, Crix, what's up, bitch?" And he knocked him in the mouth. That's my guess.
Wow.
Well, that is the Texas way right there. Isn't that the Texas greeting? What's up, bitch?
Well, there was no comment by this evening so far because that was on CNN. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally trending right now. I just had Facebook open. It's on my side, like, trending.
You know what, dude?
Bennett arrested in San Antonio.
Punched a man in the face at a party.
At a party?
Yeah.
Oh, those celebrities. So does that mean he wasn't even there Sunday? Was he just spending the whole night in jail?
Probably. Oh, my God. It happened at the hotel I was staying at.
At the Grand Hyatt. Yeah, it actually happened at the hotel.
Punched a 29-year-old man in the face at a party at 4:30 a.m.
4:30? Well, there's your problem right there.
Yeah, he's probably super drunk.
Well, yeah, no one's sober at 4:30 unless you're a new dad.
But, hey, bad press is good press because it mentions Alamo City Comic-Con in there.
Yeah.
True.
So, that was good.
I mean, at least it wasn't one of those, like, Xander from Buffy, like, destroying a fucking hotel room again or something.
Yep.
And taking that a shit guy on the walls.
I'm sorry, what?
Did I hear about that? Oh, man.
No.
That guy is a huge douchebag.
No man or woman shall shit on a wall after the age of two.
Walls were made to be shat on, okay?
Yeah. Now, peeing on a wall is a different story.
There was a little bit of that too.
I may have or may not have been a little drunk one night in my youth, in my 20s, where I thought that a wall was a toilet in my bedroom, and I may have peed on it. But that's I cannot confirm or deny that.
Your clock's not flushing.
Yeah, I've never in my life done that.
Oh my God. It was in an apartment that I was living at. And I just, I got up, and here's the fucked up thing. The person that I was with at the time had to clean up after me because I went directly back to bed. So I felt bad for her.
You seem like the type.
No, I didn't even, fuck you, man.
No, I mean, you seem like the type to be such a bear that you were, like, so asleep. You slept piss on a wall, basically. And then you went back to bed because you didn't even know you did it. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying you're
an asshole. I'm just saying you were fucking sleep like a goddamn bear.
There was a convention I went to a couple years ago, and this dude, his name's like Ben Shane. He's a piece of shit. He's a terrible human being. He got so drunk that one night, like, at an after party, he, like, passed out and then, like, woke up. Party's still happening as far as I remember, and, like, just peed on this chick. Like, literally, just kind of, like, was like, well, here's the toilet, and just started peeing on her. He's the worst human being in the world. So at least you confused a wall and not a person.
Yeah, no, I think oh my goodness, I would feel so bad if I peed on a girl, like, unintentionally.
I'm pretty sure it was unintentional. There are some reports going around that he did it on purpose. That he was just like,
he just acted like he was sleeping or something.
Yeah. That's a D-bag. Stood up, walked over, and peed on her.
That's a D-bag.
Innocent bystander. Oh, man.
No. Yeah. It happens, but not pooping on a wall. You can't poop on a wall.
Well, Xander will tell you different.
Oh, God. Crypto will tell you different, too. Oh.
That's true.
Damn dog. Well, before we get into just chatting a little bit, do you guys feel like we should bring something back, like just the three of us having a good time with some misconnections?
Oh, I thought it was the other time we had a good time. That was at last year's San Diego Comic-Con.
We didn't even go there. So you were really drunk or high, because we were at Alamo City. Where were you at? Oh, wait.
What did I say?
Holy shit. We're sitting here talking about a con, and I'm getting so excited about the rest of the show that I haven't even talked about the fucking con.
We got so focused on pee and poop.
We got talking about pee and pooping on walls. this year's Alamo City Comic Con. If you've ever, it's in its third year now. This was its third year, and it was massive. It was absolutely, the only thing I could really think of to give you a scope is probably, I felt like when you described New York Comic Con to us, that's what I felt like it was. Like it's just outrageous. Like, it was shoulder to shoulder. You couldn't move. There was only one open area where in the front they completely moved the, you remember where the celeb area was last year?
Yeah, the little corner area.
Well, that whole thing was moved to the other side. Right. And the entrance was on that back side where they didn't even use it last year. It's just completely open, and they had just rows and rows of people. I mean, I can't wait to see the numbers. I think that they broke records. Well, obviously, because it's only in its third year, but I really think that this is going to be so big. And there's been articles out that saying that this thing has definitely reached national attention after just 3 years. So
it absolutely has. I mean, it's one of those, like, we know that, like, you know, Dallas Comic-Con has been bought by Fan Expo out of Canada, who does all those huge events and stuff, but, like, Alamo City, for being in its third year, like, topping Dallas, who's been, again, purchased by, like, a national scale, and they've been around for 20 years, or 15 years, or whatever the fuck it's been, I don't remember, but that's says a lot about Apple, and, like, just not his vision, and his connections, and all that stuff. Just, I mean, he's...
This year, he put together a reunion of the SOA crew. And so, and if you don't know who that is, that's the, why can't I just said
Sons
it.
Of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. So, he had 8 main characters from the show. You know, because the first year, they did The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Second year they did Batman, and they had some other just a lot of top notch guests. This year
they had the Ninja Turtles
had the Ninja Turtles last year. This year it was Sons of Anarchy. It brought a whole new group of people in. I saw a ton of bikers there, man.
Really?
Yeah, like, nice. I was like, holy shit, this has brought in a whole different kind of, like, people. And so he knows what he's doing, and, you know, the big names were there. I mean, Ron Perlman was there. It's just fucking... It was incredible. It was awesome. So it was neat. So cosplay always has a theme every year. There's always a little bit of something where you can see where it's going, what's popular that year. This year, there was 1 million new Harley Quinns running around with the Suicide Squad.
There's Harley Quinn. Oh, yeah. There's been a... Since we've started, like, covering conventions, like, just 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, whenever we started doing this, the amount of Harley Quinns then to this year, like, even just last year to this year, is staggering. Like, just they're fucking everywhere. Like, I don't know if it's just, like, easy for girls to be like, oh, I'm Harley Quinn now. There's a fuck ton. Like, there's so many.
Right.
The theme this year has definitely been the CW. There is a ton of CW cosplay, from Arrow to fucking Flash. There's a ton of Flashes. And DC is right now fucking huge with the cosplayers. Their Suicide Squad was a big one. A lot of Jokers, a lot of new, not a lot of Deadshots. I mean, it's just like they're running with it. And wow, it was something. I was just like, holy shit, there's a lot of Arrows. They're the new Deadpool. I only saw five Deadpools on Saturday.
There's a lot less Deadpools these days.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because, I mean, like, the thing I liked about Deadpool cosplays, no one really just does Deadpool. They'll do, like, crazy, like, you know, like, Stormtrooper Deadpool, or, like, Maid Deadpool, and Female Deadpool. Like, there's so many different ones out there that you can get really creative with it. There's only so much you can do with Green Arrow and, you know, and Harley Quinn and Joker. Well, Joker, he's got a little bit more, but you know what I mean.
And yeah, we saw, there was this one cosplayer, and I don't mean to be mean or anything. Okay, so you know how proportions work on a body, right? And when you have...
Typically.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows anatomy here. But when you get big fake boobs, generally you want a bottom to match. But unfortunately, there's this one woman who I'm guessing was dressed as like Power Girl or something. I think Power Girl. And big boobs hanging out. And then she walked in front of me, and I said, "Where'd she go?" I was like, "I just see her back, and then legs." I was like, "There's this little saggy little thing hanging down."
Tara Reid was there.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah. You take that back. She is
hell no. We saw her at the horror convention,
Frightmare Weekend.
Yeah, Frightmare Weekend, and we all went. Oh, she's really tiny in person. Like, they do a lot of photo work on her, apparently.
That must mean everyone she works with is like 5'4", because she looked almost as tall as them. No, they did some Lord of the Rings Hobbit type shit with her on film.
Yeah, they put her on a box.
That's why you never see her feet in the movies.
Yeah, she's always standing on something. Same thing they do with Tom Cruise,
wearing some Gene Simmons high heels.
Yep. That's funny.
But it was a good time. I can't wait. The next con. And if anybody's listening who wants to see some stuff from it, I am putting it up. It's coming up a little late because I didn't have the crew with me. And so I've been a little overworked and a little I don't have a lot of sleep. So I didn't get a lot of sleep. So it's coming soon. Today. Tonight.
Nice. Awesome.
Tonight and tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it.
I have Tuesday off, so I'm going to put up a whole bunch. I'll put up everything and stuff, so it'll be cool.
Awesome. Oh, man, you can come over tomorrow and, like, bring me the stuff that you got me.
Uh-oh. You know what? Hey.
I'm going to be home.
Hey, come on over. You can come over.
I can't. You can.
All right, every week. This is going to be the only drop that we do from now on. Ever. Again. What we did last week worked so well. We don't want to break like the consistency and everything. And hell, we may even drop this. I don't know. Everything's up for the fucking world's our oyster right now. We just don't know. Well, actually, we will know because we'll probably talk about it afterwards, off mic and stuff like that.
With our pants off.
But right now we're gonna bring something back. All three of us are gonna do Misconnections, and in Misconnections, everything you're about to hear is an actual Misconnections from Craigslist. Enjoy. Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Doug, you have a crazy look on your face. Why is that?
I'm just looking at the movies that came out this past week, and I was like, what? I've never heard of half of these fucking movies.
Ah. Yeah. That'll be fun to talk about. But you know what is awesome? I've got a Walmart one. Yes! Return to the Walmart.
You didn't seem that excited when I told you last week about it. He was like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, it's
shit. Oh, God damn it, Walmart. Motherfuckers. God shit. Wait, which one am I doing?
You're doing the first one.
Okay. All right.
Well, you're not doing it. Sean Pennis is.
Well, you
know, is he?
Or is he?
Which one am I sitting out on, and which one is Sean doing? Okay, well, because the second one underneath it is also pretty.
You know what? You fucking choose. It's your show.
No, no, I'll do the first one.
Okay.
It is my show. Thank you for realizing that. All right. Here comes Sean. Batman, Comic-Con, cosplay, therapy. Male for women in Westchester. Ooh, that's a hard one. That's hard to say. Westchester. Jesus Christ. All right. A couple of weeks ago, we were at therapy, and we chatted about the Cincy Comic-Con. I guess in Batman specifically. I told you after our first conversation, I looked at some pics and found some wild ones, but that I looked for yours. You said that there is a BDSM scene that you have been a part of, and I asked if you were Dom, Sub, or Switch. I really enjoyed chatting with you and would love to continue our chat. I was older than you. Tell me where we were and what your answer was about being Dom, Sub, or Switch, so I know it's you. Yours truly, Sean Pennis. I don't really remember this one.
Oh, Sean.
Always into that.
We missed you.
Always into that BDSM scene.
He's a wild one.
Yeah.
Sean, are you a dom or are you submissive?
Yeah.
I don't kiss and tell, boys.
All right. Who will I go with today?
So obviously that means I'm a sub.
Hey, guys. Let's vote on the voice I use here. Who are we going with? Do you guys want...
It's all
going
to end up being Eastern European anyway.
Yeah, I know, right? It's no matter what you start at, it's going to end up being like Russian-ish.
Okay. Do you want Russian? Do you want Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Since it's a guy,
okay,
I want it to be Mark Wahlberg. If it's a girl, I love the Russian for the girls. I don't know what it is about it. It's just so fucking funny. All
right. So we'll do Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Hey, guys. What's up? I haven't talked to you in so long. Okay. Where you been? Anyways, South Shore Plaza, okay? New Book Comics. I go there sometimes. Fahrenheit 451, okay? My body's average. Height about 5'10", that's about right. I'm single. 24, that's wrong. Add another 20 onto that, okay? Worth a shot, I guess. You, being a pretty girl, blonde hair, wearing a Fahrenheit 451 shirt, looking for Walking Dead memorabilia and stuff. I like those too. And books. I read, okay? How do you think I got a job? Me, brown hair, glasses, tan shirt, black plaid shorts. I dress like it's the 90s, okay? I love that shit. Had a Blue Martha's Vineyard hat on. Hides my head when I have to go out in public, okay? I thought you were cute. Wanted to say something. Especially since we had similar interests, okay? I don't even care that I'm married. I was there buying a Walking Dead series, season 5 on DVD. Don't have the Blu-ray player yet. Make millions, okay? But chickened out. I don't think I've ever heard one of those misconnections posts actually working. But it's a better chance than saying nothing, okay? Who knows? Maybe it'll work. Mark you out.
Marky out? Do you think he goes by Marky these days? You think he'd get mad if anyone called him Marky?
Yeah, I don't think he likes it.
Well, then you shouldn't name part of your entire career after it, right?
That was only the first year, okay? It made me famous. It didn't make me, okay? Now I'm Mark. Respect that shit, okay?
No. I can't.
Oh, man.
All right, Kev, you're up.
Always.
Going back to the Walmarts. I call this one Russellville Walmart. Mail for W. W standing for women, whites, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Whores. Age 30. Smokers cough. We checked out at the same time, and you hypnotized me with your amazing ass as you walked in front of me. A license plate caught your eye, and you took a pic. I didn't see what it was. I was busy staring at your ass. You have tech plates. Tell me what kind of mail your car is, because, you know, all cars are mail. And I'll tell you the thoughts I had about your fine ass. Yours truly, Buford Biff Tannen the Eighth.
Sean Penis.
Sean Penis.
Wait a second. Dad?
Sean Penis Sr.
Holy shit, where the fuck have you been?
Avoiding your ass and child payments, I'll tell you what.
Seriously, you owe mom like thousands of dollars.
He's been my
assistant,
okay?
Which mom?
He's been working on movie sets for me. It's part of my entourage, okay?
Marky Mark, what happened to your funky bunch?
Still in my pants.
Oh, Jesus.
God, we haven't done those in a while. It's
fun.
Hope you guys like them.
Yeah, if you like them, let us know. We'll keep doing them. If not, then we'll just stop.
Then fuck you. I think it's funny.
We're gonna keep going just for Doug.
Yeah, it's gonna come to the point where Doug's just like, do Marky Mark like it's like I'm a monkey. Like, fucking do it.
Actually, your Marky Mark has gotten better. I'll give you credit on that.
Listen, I stare in the wind in the mirror, and I'm just soaking it in. I watch nothing but Marky Mark movies now.
You're having like that Boogie Nights moment where he's standing in front of the mirror. Yeah. Doing his like karate moves.
I even put a fake penis on. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, here it is. Let's do this.
On his forehead.
Oh. You guys see any movies this weekend?
No.
I have not seen shit. Like, I haven't seen anything. When's the last movie I saw? Straight Out of Compton.
Yep, same here.
Nothing's come out. Like, the top five. There's only one. No, there's two. There's two that are new. So, but number five, it was Mission Impossible, which made $4 million. Mm-hmm. Number four was A Walk in the Woods, which I still don't know what that is. Made $4.7 million.
Yeah, what is that? I don't know what any of these are.
Yeah, like, oh, God.
Number three is The War Room, which was number one last week. Made $7.77 million. Yeah, you missed that, Doug. War Room? While you were away, made number fucking one, man.
Yeah, I saw that last week. I went because I opened up last week's notes earlier, not knowing which, and I was like, "War Room, about the prairie, the praying and the prayers and the mm-hmm. and the, what the fuck, Christian people, stop seeing shitty movies."
Here's another proposition: make a good Christian movie.
Yeah. I saw someone post on Facebook like last week that was just like, "Oh, went and saw War Room. Such a touching film about the love of our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of prayer." And I just went, like, you need to pray that they stop making such shitty fucking movies.
Oh, wow.
You really posted that? Please tell me you posted it.
No, I didn't post that. Of course I didn't.
You're like, I would never say that to my mom.
I don't even remember who it was. I think it was like someone's sister. And I was like, I don't know you well enough to bust your balls for going and seeing that and then posting about it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. The Walk in the Woods. There's a fuck ton of people in it.
They all walk this? In the woods?
Robert Redford, Nick Nolte, Emma Thompson.
Yeah, we
Nick
talked about
Offerman,
this.
Kristen Schaal.
Hey, welcome to last week's show.
What the fuck is this movie?
We are discovering all this ourselves. We didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Number two is The Visit, which made $25 million in its first week. And then...
Nope. Fucking
Is
clue.
That the scary one with the grandparents?
I don't know.
Yes. Yes, that is. A single mother finds that things in her family's life go very wrong after two young children visit their grandparents.
Well, number
one, I want to watch it, but I don't.
It's M. Night Shyamalan, so you know there's some shitty
twist. No, that's a no. See it at all?
I'll tell you this.
That's crazy. I did not even know he was a part of that fucking movie. I've been seeing trailers for it for like the past 6 months.
Because they won't attach his name to anything.
Yeah, they don't want to put his name on it.
I think I saw something last week that, like, he was at the premiere, and I was just like, oh, that's cool that he would go see that. I did not realize that.
He's like, wow, it's a good thing he came out for every once in a while.
That's great, because IMDb lists that a comedy horror.
Did you see?
I wonder if that's intentional.
The latest honest trailer was about his last movie, which was the one that starred me, okay? And they were like,
The Happening?
Yeah, The Happening. And they just lit him up. It was pretty spectacular.
You know what's pretty interesting about this movie, The Visit, is that, well, one, it has a 7 on IMDb. Like, that's pretty fucking crazy for an M. Night Shyamalan movie to have a fucking 7.
Mm-hmm. A current M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, it only cost $5 million to make.
So they've made their money back. See, he's gone the Kevin Smith route. He's like, all right, well, Hollywood hates me, so I will put out a movie that cost $5
million. $5 million. That is nuts.
It's made $20
million. Because, you know, it's kind of like in the style of, like, Paranormal Activity, where it's all handycam stuff. So you don't have to hire a huge crew.
No,
you just hand the actor your fucking, like, camera and go, film this.
Hey, do the work. Yeah. Do the work.
Yeah, it's really surprising.
And coming in at number one is that Black movie.
What?
Wow.
Wow, dude.
What happened?
Even the Walmart guy is offended by that.
I thought War Room was the one Black movie that was going to make money this weekend. How can there be two?
Oh, God. You guys. All I see on here is cleavage. Like, the poster has cleavage. I mean, that's probably why it's sold. I mean, I'm sold on it. I want to go see The Perfect Guy now.
Oh, that was good. Oh, that was fucking golden.
Oh.
So, The Perfect Guy.
I'm sorry, but there's two sets of movies that just always tend to just not be good. And one of them is always... Number one, Christian movies. They always suck. They're never good. And number two... Unfortunately, is a lot of like
Black Tyler Perry movies.
Hey, Soul Tyler Plane Perry was awesome.
But like, yeah, like Tyler Perry movies, they always seem to really
the suck. Last great.
But they always make money though.
Wait.
Yeah, so the double
Obama,
negative of this whole thing.
And Obama got elected.
Wait. So the double negative of this, War Room, is like a Black Christian movie.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why it's surprising that it was number one last week.
Wow. That's just like, it's an
people
anomaly.
Were like, yo, Straight Outta Compton was legit. Let's go see another one. Damn it.
Oh my God. We're going to have to issue so many apology letters after this show.
This is awful. Hashtag Black Films Matter.
Well, we just found our title. Oh, no.
Sorry, Link.
Oh, that hurts my chest. It's just, it's an unfortunate reality that a lot of, like, Black cinema typically is not very good. I don't know what
in the 70s, it was awesome. Like, Blackula.
I don't know.
We're going down a bad rabbit hole right now.
Was amazing.
Friday was fucking great. Don't tell me you've never seen Friday.
No, of course I have. I'm saying, not all of it sucks, but a very large portion. It's like this, The Perfect Guy. It's a thriller about this woman who breaks up with her boyfriend and I guess starts dating some other like piece of shit psychopath. I don't know.
Yeah, but it made number one, and it's sitting at a... Oh, okay.
A 5.
5.3.
Never... okay, well, hey.
Metascore of 37.
What have you guys watched? And please don't let it be racist.
I watched From Dusk Till Dawn, the series. Bunch of Mexican.
Oh, God.
But season 2 of From Dusk Till Dawn, man, I am all caught up on that, and it's so good. It is so good.
I need to wait for it to hit Netflix. They have season 1 was on there.
Yes.
I and still
season 2 just started.
It.
They're like three episodes deep.
Okay. So soon.
Would you guys hate me if I said that I never watched From Dusk Till Dawn, the movie?
Yes.
Okay, well, I've seen it then.
No, you should see it. It's on Netflix.
I just have never, like, I've walked in, like, on bits and pieces, but I've never actually sat down and watched the movie fully through. Like, I've seen a lot of parts of it. I just never from beginning to end.
Hey, wait a second.
It's a cheesy Grindhouse movie.
Wasn't Robert Rodriguez at Alamo City Comic Con this weekend?
Oh, I don't. That would have been awesome.
I don't know.
You were fucking there.
I'm sorry that I don't have everybody in my phone to call and say, "Hey, man, let's hang out."
Man, I would hug that dude. That guy is a fantastic director.
He was there this weekend. He was one of their like last minute additions. It was like, ladies and gentlemen, like, please welcome Robert Rodriguez to Alamo City Comic Con. And I remember being like at home with a baby in my arm going, "You piece of shit."
Oh, Oliver's gonna remember that.
No, it's fine. Ollie, you son, whenever you're old 18... enough to listen to this, but god damn it, man. God damn it.
In 18 years, Ollie's gonna re-listen to this episode and be like, "Well, fuck you too, Dad."
God, no, you're keeping me, Robert Rodriguez.
You're keeping me from going, and this is me to future Oliver. You're keeping me from going to New York Comic Con next month in October, and you kept me from going to Alamo City. Like, those are the two cons I go to every year, like, or that I love the most.
Houston, though, is becoming a big popular one to us, too.
I love that one. We'll be able to do that next summer. And we need to get passes to the one in October.
I already put in for those.
Sweet. Yeah, I can go to that. But, like, yeah, I mean, just, you asshole. You had to come, like, really, like, September 4th? Like, what the shit, man?
And listen, I will tell you this right now. This is what we need. I'm going to put this out here in the internet. If you are a cute girl and you want to interview some people, us... We said it last week. We're not made for in front of camera work. But if you are not embarrassed to talk to people and you're cute and you're funny, come talk to us. We'll get you.
We definitely have the face for radio.
Yeah, we have the face for radio, not for film. So if you want to interview people and go to a con for free, but you still have to work, let us know. Hit us up.
Hit us up.
Hit us up.
I used to be cute. I was their cute girl. At one point.
Yeah.
And then I just sucked at giving interviews.
You just let yourself go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that too.
You just had to go take naps in the middle of the workday.
You guys worked me hard.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. We ride you.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
So
there you go.
Do you guys think that superhero movies are oversaturating our lives?
Oh yeah. I still love them, but it's like zombie movies, you know. Now it's to the point where a majority of the movies that are coming out now are either reboots or superhero movies.
But do you think like there's going to be a burnout, like it's going to be like a dying genre, cuz that's what Steven Spielberg thinks. He predicted last week that superhero movies wouldn't last, and saying that the genre would go the way of the Western.
It just depends, I feel. Like, I mean, yeah, I think there was like a 30-year period where there was a fuck ton of Western movies. And a lot of great movies came out of that. Yeah, I mean, and while superhero movies have also been around for a long ass time, because superheroes have been around for that long. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we are on like the prime right now, because we have the technology to make these movies look real, you know, to, I don't know, the special effects and all that shit that weren't there even just 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like we'll just have another like 30 years of it, and then maybe at some point we'll be done with it. But the fact is, there's so many fucking comic books, there's so many superheroes, there's so many storylines to explore in cinema, plus new ones that they constantly are coming up with. Maybe, but I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like, what Steven Spielberg was saying, though, I kind of agree with him on maybe it's not something like, you know, we're not going to be like comparing Casablanca to fucking the Avengers. You know, there's some of them that are going to come out like Ant-Man, where it's going to be amazing, and then we're probably just never going to watch it again. We're not going to put it up there with Citizen Kane. We're not going to put it up there with Big Trouble in Little China.
No, the only one who's managed to garner that kind of following is The Dark Knight. You know, like, that is up there. And will forever be talked about. Is it still in the top 10 or it's top 5 of IMDb, or is it in top 10 now?
I'm not sure.
Greatest movies
to look up real quick while we talk about how amazing of a movie that was.
And so, yeah. And if you make a superhero movie like that that sticks with you and make it, I feel that will stick around. And I think that
My thing is like, hell, make them now. And even if they don't ever, maybe if they drop off and never make them ever again throughout my whole life, at least we still have these made and we can go back and watch them. Like, we have our superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, they're made.
It just makes me wonder if, like, if we're in a point where, again, we have this medium now where it, the technology is there to make these movies look amazing, make them look good. Where it's like, it makes me kind of wonder if, like, back in, like, the 30s and 40s when comic books were really starting to build up and actually become, like, a thing that people were buying, if people were like, yeah, so do you think these are going to be, like, you know, the penny novels? Like, you know, they're just going to disappear and no one's going to buy them anymore because the people just aren't going to give a shit because at some point we're going to oversaturate the market. You know what I mean? Like, people still buy them now. Like, again, mm-hmm. 75, 80 years later. It's just, I wonder if the movies are going to be that way too, where it's just a new medium for comic books in the cinematic way that we have the technology to do it and make it look great. But, like, yeah, we'll just keep making movies because people are going to continue to watch them because they're just a new medium for them. They don't have to be great, like Citizen Kane. You know, they can just, I'm just going to watch this new comic book movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of how I feel it's going to be.
I can see that.
Yeah. I can see that too. Snyder actually admitted that he feels like he's right a little bit as well. So, you know, he thinks that Batman and Superman will stand the test of time. Kind of like, but he calls Ant-Man flavor of the week. So,
I liked Ant-Man, but I kind of agree with him on that. I mean, the thing was, I think if they would have had the script, like the original script that, what's his name?
Edgar Wright
would have had. I think it would have been a lot more memorable, like Guardians of the Galaxy, you know. But
see, that's the thing. I think that
things we'll never know.
See, when I look at the Marvel history so far, I put Guardians of the Galaxy as the one that's going to be the most memorable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, it's up there with The Dark Knight for me. Like those two, that. Just it's on a different level for me with the Marvel films. You know, a lot of the Marvel films are kind of like the Avengers 2, kind of a throwaway movie for me. You know, it's just one, an action popcorn kind of movie, and I'm just like, move on. You know, if I don't watch it again, I'm fine. You know,
agreed.
But
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I almost feel that like comic movies are now just like the new comic book in a way, where it's like they just make a new movie. And you either you read it once or you watch it once and then you just kind of leave it alone. But then, you know, 10 years later, you pick it back up and you watch it again and you enjoy it 10 years later. But yeah, it's not, they're not cinematic masterpieces. I mean, yes, there are a couple that are, but it's a new medium for comic books, movies.
Kind of makes you wonder if like a big timey director where we're headed would jump onto it, you know, like a Martin's Scorsese or something. Like, do you ever think they would grab a hold of a comic book movie and do one?
Well, maybe now that Marvel's not paying, like, you know, nickel and diming everybody.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I don't know, he did Hugo. Martin Scorsese did Hugo, which was, like, based on, like, a kid's book. So I think it would depend on the characters and the story for him especially. I don't think he'd do it, but I could be wrong. I mean, he could probably be convinced if Marvel was willing to pay him enough, and if he could bring in Leonardo DiCaprio.
I would love to see
fucking Leo,
because I mean, you'd have to get a comic book character that has like, because you know, like say Brian De Palma or like somebody like that, you know, they got like all those gangster type movies, you know. So I mean, the only character I could think that could pull something off like that is like The Darkness, where they have like the mob is heavily involved in that movie or in that comic book. I could picture something like that, or like what's his name, who directed Wolf on Wall Street, what's his name,
Martin Scorsese. Holy shit.
Come on, man.
There you go.
It had Leonardo DiCaprio in it. Obviously, it was Martin.
I don't know. But Martin Scorsese doing like that. That would be amazing because he can get the gangster.
Martin Scorsese would be really good. Where he would really, really shine is if he took like a Marvel or DC TV show Netflix like approach. Because, I mean, his shows that he's had a hand in, like, Boardwalk Empire and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal show. To see him to take something like that and bring it to that sort of storytelling, like Daredevil. Like, if he was involved with Daredevil, like, fuck everything. Like, that show would win every award possible. They would make up a category in the Academy Awards just to give him an award for Daredevil.
Make it up. All right, we now have the here's the Superhero Academy Award.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to go to... Yeah.
Give it to Martin. There's something else being made up, it seems, if you guys haven't seen. We talked about it last week. Remember, Kev, you remember talking about Nickelodeon bringing back like the 90s shows?
It's happening.
It's happening.
Fucking Doug, you're the one who peeped us on this one. I didn't even know about this. What fucking Splat.
Splat.
What is it?
Okay. So, here's the thing.
I feel like we need to. I feel like we need to grab hey guys, just go grab something. If you need to take a bathroom break or something, I'm going to go ahead and lay this down for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, if you don't give a shit about Nickelodeon, just leave the room or skip ahead a couple minutes. Okay, so there was used to be a Twitter account for Teen Nicks, the 90s or all that programming block, which was from like midnight to 4 a.m. where they would show old Nickelodeon shows. Well, apparently that has changed. The Twitter account has now become like the Splat or Splat or some shit like that. And they have started tweeting like the Splat is coming. And it's reportedly going to be a new channel from Nickelodeon that will only show like 90s era Nickelodeon shows.
I'm so subscribing. So
we're talking Are You Afraid of the Dark, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Guts, Hey Arnold, Rocko's Modern Life, Rugrats, Doug, Angry Beavers, like you fucking name it, it's gonna be on that channel. What I want them to do is, I'm sure they have a catalog somewhere, I just want them to take like the 90s block of television and just air that in its entirety. Like, I want to see the old, like, 90s commercials, too. Just go ahead and show me all the Stickly in the Afternoon bullshit and all that stuff. I just want all of it. Just re-air it all.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you, and I will actually come over every Saturday morning. I will bring some cereal, you bring the milk, and we will sit there in front of the TV and fucking watch Saturday morning cartoons.
I think the best thing that they could possibly do, like, honestly, would be to offer this channel as a, like, as an internet, like, channel also, to where you can log in and watch it online and stream this shit, like, because the people who want to watch this stuff are our age, and we're so used to just watching stuff whenever the fuck we want, on, like, Netflix or Hulu or whatever. They just need to make, the Splat needs to be an online goddamn channel with all of their catalog available just to watch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
Yep, I agree. Yep. I agree.
You charge me $8 a month, you better fucking believe I'm going to sign up for that shit. Like, I will immediately be like, give me all of it. Give it just all the Nickelodeon.
Well, if they do, they could pretty much make an app and put it on the new Apple TV.
That they could.
Because that just got announced.
Tell me about it. I missed all of the Apple stuff. So, specifically the Apple TV. Because people are saying, like, Nintendo has a run for their money.
Okay. So, here's the deal. Essentially, they're putting in the chip, the CPU in it, is the fucking Apple 8X, whatever the hell they call it. You know how they're doing? The AX. Okay. It's coming with, the rumor is 2 gigs of RAM. It has a 32 gig hard drive, or a 64. And so you can... No. It's 64 and 128.
Right.
I think. Yeah, I think that's it. Anyways, the starting price is $150 or $199. The controller has it's Siri built in, and it will search all of the libraries for everything that you want it to search for. So it has... It'll search Netflix, iTunes Store, Hulu. Right now, they haven't said if that is going to be open up to developers, but you bet your fucking ass I would buy one if they open it up and let Plex run it.
Amazing.
Which Plex already announced that they're bringing their app to Apple TV. They've completely changed the UI. It looks fucking so sick, dude. And then also, you can, if you're in the middle of something and you say, and if you miss what they said, you'll say, Siri, what did she just say? It'll actually go back 15 seconds. It'll turn on CC for you for that 15 seconds. And so that way you can read what was said, and then it'll move on.
That's awesome.
It's fucking sick.
That's pretty cool.
So all the app, so it's going to have the app store. And so the other thing that is big for this is that they're bringing gaming to it. Now, the reason why it's big is because you can use your iPad and iPhone as a controller. Okay. You can also use the actual remote control that comes. And then also third-party controllers are being released, which is the Steel Series that just got announced that looks like the Xbox controller. It looks really nice. And the other cool thing is that if your friends don't have the Apple TV, you can still multiplayer with your iPad or iPhone with them on the Apple TV. Nice. In the same room or, you know, across the wherever you live. It is... they just announced that all the major, like not all, but a lot of the major publishers are on board. So they're bringing Guitar Hero 4, Rock Band, and all the controllers that you actually play with the console will actually work with the Apple TV because it's all Bluetooth.
Yeah, there you go.
They announced that Disney is bringing Infinity 3.0. They have announced that Activision is bringing the other kid one. What's it called? Skylanders, the new Skylanders game to it, and all the every. I mean, it's huge, dude. It's gonna be very big. It's this thing, Apple TV. If you got to go to the Apple.com site and look at it. I mean, it's yeah. Obviously, it's gonna do all your same shit that every other device is doing right now for you, but I think the game changer is the App Store. They previewed, I know we don't do sports here, but they previewed like the MLB app, and it's got like updates, which will say like if you follow a team, it'll say if you're doing something else, hey, your team is someone's up to bat, and it's bottom of the ninth, and would you like to tune in? Or it'll say like, here's a highlight, your team just scored and won. I mean, this shit is, it's insane. Like, it's really crazy. It looks really slick. It's pitcher and pitcher. There's a ton of features. I can't go through with it all of it. I mean, it's really crazy. But I think gaming as a whole is going to change. And the reason why I text you as well and said, hey, Nintendo's got to be on the lookout, because Apple has a way with charging very cheap prices for their games, and they're actually playable and fun, and this thing is going to probably take over because everybody already uses Apple. And so anybody with a device, and you can also do cross-buy. So, and here's the cool thing, say you're playing a RPG on your phone, and you get home, where you left off from the phone is exactly where it picks up on the app for the Apple TV.
Nice.
So it's pretty badass. There's a lot of stuff. You got to look at it. It's really
that makes me wonder. You know, Nintendo's actually got that iOS Pokemon game coming soon. I mean, the one where it's like you can fight Pokemon like in, you know, I guess it uses your camera or some shit. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Yeah, it's like the VR thing where you catch them in real life.
Yeah, well, that just makes me wonder. Okay, so obviously Nintendo's is starting to, like we've talked about before, develop games for phones and such. It just makes me wonder if they're going to develop more games or re-release games for something like this.
I just talked to somebody about this the other day. Even if you release, I think we said this before, you release the Mario games for a buck or $2 each, you will be in the profit. You will be in black again. It doesn't take that much either. It's so simple to develop for the fucking Apple platforms.
Well, it just makes me wonder, because you know they just announced their new president. Was it Tatsumi Kimishima?
Tatsumi Kimishima, yeah.
Tatsui Kira Knightley.
Oh, god damn it. He doesn't look like a very happy man, by the way.
No, he doesn't, and that makes me a little nervous, because, I mean,
I saw a story that said that he is going to carry on the tradition.
Oh, no.
Yeah, of
being tightwads.
Yeah.
God damn it. So I was gonna say, I hope that I hope that their new guy, whoever he is, kind of was like, hey, maybe we should make more money by like releasing these games on
people. But here's a little silver lining. Miyamoto and Takeda. Is it Takeda or Takeda? I think it's Takeda.
Takeda.
Have both stepped down from their managerial roles to take new positions as creative liaison to him. And so maybe that helps a little bit. I don't know. Hmm. So
we'll see.
It's I really want Nintendo to succeed because I love, like, I get so nostalgic looking at, especially because Mario just celebrated its birthday, its 30th year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at that and, oh yeah, also a big middle finger to Microsoft because you can't even fucking pay tribute to it. Instead of paying tribute to Mario turning 30, they invented a new goddamn piece of shit day.
Wow.
And it's called Happy 8-Bit Day.
Oh, it's nice of them to create a holiday for us.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It's for us. Thanks, Microsoft. Good looking out, bros.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's nice of them, but still, middle finger in the sky. Because Mario's the shit. You got to pay respect. If it wasn't for Mario, you guys wouldn't be around.
Mario pretty much saved the video game market, and no joke. Like, that was when Mario came out, it was the fucking game crash of, like, 85 or something like that, where arcades were pretty much becoming, like, eh. And Nintendo fucking came out with Super Mario Brothers, and everyone and their moms bought a Nintendo. So, I mean, yeah, Mario is very, very influential on bringing back gaming into homes. After the Atari crash.
Dude, if it wasn't for Mario, we wouldn't have anything. Especially, like, the games like The Last of Us or fucking Half-Life or any of that shit.
Well, I guess, but... Real quick, side note, too. Did you guys Google Super Mario Brothers yesterday?
No, I saw the coin thing.
Yeah, it's a little like coin box, and then every time you press it, it makes that sound.
Yeah. I was trying to do a transition, but you didn't
no, I hear
accept
you.
It. You just moved on.
What, Ready Player One?
Hey, without Mario, you wouldn't have Ready Player One.
That's true. In a way, because they do pay homage to a lot of 80s games and the arcade era.
I'm muting them. I'm done.
He's muted. So this movie is going to... Oh, shit, he unmuted himself.
How dare you?
Oh, I'm back.
So they cast Olivia Cooke in Ready Player One.
That's the first casting in Steven Spielberg's film, right?
As far as I understand it, yes. She is the first. So we don't have the main character or even the developer, whatever his name was. I don't remember. God damn it. It's been a long time since I've read the book.
She is 21 years old.
And, Wade was the main character. That's right.
Yeah.
James Halliday was the creator.
They were talking about who they remember. We were talking about it before about who we wanted to play Halliday or who they had in mind, and it was Gene Wilder. We talked about.
Oh my God, Gene Wilder would be phenomenal
for real. Yeah.
Shit,
if he could be.
Part of the problem though is that, like, I think even in the book they even talk about how, like, the whole thing is kind of Willy Wonka-ish.
Yeah, and they actually, I think they actually reference Gene Wilder as well, don't they? At least in one part.
You know what I would like to see, though?
I think so.
They should totally do this because it's one of my favorite parts of the book, even though it's just like a sentence. Is that the fact that Will Wheaton is the president inside of the game? Like, he's like the president of everybody. And I hope they get Will Wheaton to play Will Wheaton.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, somehow.
Oh, come on. They have
President
to.
President Wheaton just shows up, but it's actually. I'm sure he'd do it. That's amazing.
Hell yeah. He wants that paycheck.
That's that paycheck.
You want that money?
He did both audio versions of, you know, Ready Player One and Armada. There you go.
Yeah, I really like Olivia Cooke also, who they cast again to play Sam or Artemis in the book.
Yeah,
she was on Bates Motel or whatever. I really, really liked her on that show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watched it. Bates Motel? Anybody?
No, I've been meaning to, but I mean, I've seen her around, and yeah, she does look great in it.
Apparently, one of the movies that she was in this past summer called Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl, I've had the book for like a year and a half, 2 years almost, and I've never read it, but apparently the movie came out this summer and was like phenomenal, but it was one of those that kind of just sailed under the radar, but apparently, like, it won a whole bunch of awards and stuff at like Sundance and shit. Like, apparently it's just a great movie.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed that it I never got a chance to see it, and I don't think it lasted long in the theaters, which is, again, a shame.
I never saw it.
I remember the trailer. I think we posted the trailer on our site, because I remember being like, this movie looks great. And then I don't even know it even came out.
And then it just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Just like Transporter 3 or whatever that movie was.
Fuck that movie.
It was
the
funny.
One that just came out?
Yeah,
there was like one that came out like 2 weeks ago, and it showed up, and we're like, what the hell is this?
Where'd that come from?
It's like War Room. Where the fuck did that movie come from?
We're back to this.
Kirk Cameron's thoughts.
No, not Kirk Cameron. He's racist.
Oh, yeah, that's true. God, I had to watch one of his movies.
I'm assuming that he's racist. I'm just straight up, but he probably is.
Well, we sure the fuck are in this episode.
We are not.
Well, I'd like to take a poll. Let's put a poll on the website. Hey, guys, do you guys think we're racist in episode 135? Yes, no, maybe. I don't have a very good transition to this next story here about because it was ruined, but I'll just
say
this.
Let's talk about really great video games for a second. The Last of Us was really phenomenal.
Good segue.
We're talking about like video games and movies and how awesome they are. The Last of Us.
All right, fine. You showed me up. Now let's talk about let's talk about great video games for a second and how fucking great they are. Okay, The Last of Us, just phenomenal. The director's name was Neil Druckmann, and He's a drunk man.
Yep.
And he's just great. He expressed a lot of interest in making different games, you know, guys?
Yep.
And he said, hey, let us make a Half-Life game, guys.
I wish. Well, this is something I didn't even put two and two together. Actually, the actress that played Alex Vance in Half-Life 2 was actually the chick who played the leader of the Fireflies. Didn't know that until this article. That is awesome, because both of those characters are fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you guys crazy. Played Half-Life 2, right?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. I'm scrolling down and reading the tweet and stuff where he's got a picture of her in the mocap suit.
Yeah, she does not age.
But anyway, she said Druckmann retweeted a photo and said, "Look, Valve. All I'm saying is, give us a Half-Life license. We'll take care of the rest." And obviously, he's right, because he wrote The Last of Us, and he also has he's writing Uncharted 4, directed.
Yeah, I was gonna say the writer was a female writer. She left Naughty Dog right before Uncharted 4. I can't remember her name, and I could look it up. But
I am all for this. If they're never gonna make, if they can't live, I think this is the best option. Kind of like Dr. Dre, how the buildup was so big for the fucking, what album was it supposed to be? It was
The Chronic.
No, the newest one that was supposed to come out was called Relapse. I think it was not Relapse. It was supposed to be called. Anyways, it was supposed to be called something, and the build up, the hype was so fucking big that he actually canned it, and then just his new album's called Compton. And
It was Detox.
That's right. Detox was so built up. So I kind of feel like it's the same way with Valve right now in this Half-Life series, is that the anticipation, I don't think the game can live up to the hype and the anticipation that it would bring. Mm. So maybe the best thing to do is to hand it off to another developer and just say, listen, we know how fucking amazing you guys are. We're giving you our baby. Make something awesome.
Yeah, because everything else that they've done so far has been pretty fucking impressive and really good. So it seems like safe hands, right? I mean, and if anyone was to take Half-Life from Valve, those are the people that I would want. Yeah. I would want to have it, but I'd also want them to be able to release it on multiple platforms and not just PS4.
I think it'd be PS4 and
put it on the card, Doug,
and PC. But you got
it on the card.
You got
to
put it on the card. You got a baby now,
Christmas present to myself.
You got reasons, right? Hey, we need a credit card for shit because I got a baby.
Man, I'm already spending way too much money on way too much shit. Like, I just ordered that Star Wars crate.
Oh, I still have to do that.
Like the Marvel crate with the pop figures, and now I'm doing the Star Wars one and loot crate and all the other shit that I keep spending money on. So I probably shouldn't buy PlayStation.
I just canceled my loot crate, by the way, last month, but there are going to be a couple loot crates that are coming out that are on the, like, they're doing their own thing. They're making one for Mass Effect, and they're making one for Fallout. I'm getting both of those.
What?
Yeah. I didn't know about the Fallout one. I knew about the Mass Effect.
Oh, I'm so buying the Mass Effect one.
And so you can get on, like, a kind of, not a waiting list, but, you know, they'll let you know as soon as it goes. As soon as that drops, you got to drop the credit card on that, man. It's going to be insane.
Yeah. I haven't received it yet, but Tanner picked me up one of the PAX East, I guess it is. PAX Prime just happened. Yeah, that's it. PAX Prime. Yeah, that makes sense. Seattle is West Coast, not East.
Anyways,
so he picked me up one of the PAX Prime, like, exclusive loot crates. I haven't gotten it yet, but...
Nice.
I'm excited.
Were they selling it there, or were they just giving it away?
They were selling them there, so he bought me one.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I got one of the ones from in New York, when I went to New York Comic Con, and I'm still wearing... It came with, like, you know, one of, like, a looter... loot crate wristband. I still wear it. But it came with some cool shit, a lot of Superman stuff. It was really surprising.
I really want to get into the loot crate boxes and everything, but now that I'm building a new computer, I can't really justify to spend. I gotta spend that $25 like on a fan.
Yeah.
A fucking fan.
Yeah, I do the every 3 month subscription. I don't know, man. Dude, kind of the last two I thought were really good. The villain one.
Villain was two. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, man. We talked about. I did. I was over at Doug's house the other night.
Oh yeah, he saw the Batman one.
I saw the Batman one, and I fucking flipped out. And then Doug said something, and I guess I didn't catch it when we were talking or whatnot. How you were like. Meh, it was meh. Yeah. And I'm like, man, holy like
Batman,
shit.
It's okay.
And I was like, holy fuck, this like, loot crate was amazing.
Batman. I love Batman. So like that little Batman figure was honestly worth it. And then the terrible superhero book or whatever it was.
That is pretty funny.
I love that too. Like that was great. And I don't use it, but I liked the Batarang keychain. I thought that was very clever as well.
Nice. Fuck, I will give
this
you...
This one's supposed to be pretty cool. They have Blizzard stuff in this one.
Yeah, this is the summons one, so it's going to be like Pokemon and shit.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And then I got that Marvel... The Marvel crate for last month was the... And this is like an every other month. It was Infinity Wars or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
No, Secret Wars. Secret Wars. And it came with a Miles Morales pop... And a female Thor pop figure, like the best. Those are the best.
Yeah, so those ones I think are a little more worth it. I think they're putting a little more bang in those boxes.
Yeah, well, I mean, like the first one was the Avengers one that came with the Hulkbuster, which you can't beat that. Awesome. And then it came with the little Ultron also. And then the second month one was Ant-Man, and you're like, okay, so I'm going to get an Ant-Man pop. Well, you did, but it was Ant-Man without a helmet on, so it doesn't look like Ant-Man. I have it over on the shelf over behind me, but it's just okay. And then it also came with a little tiny pop inside of it, like Ant-Man-sized one. Like, little tiny little guy. And then it came with another, like, kind of pop-like figure Ant-Man. So I have, like, these multiple Ant-Man pops, and, like, there's just none of them were, like, great. Ant-Man without a helmet on, like, it's a dude in a, like, a crazy-looking suit, you know? Like, the helmet is, like, what makes him Ant-Man. It doesn't look like Paul Rudd. It just looks like any other pop figure. I don't know. But then the Miles Morales and the female Thor were this goes great.
Yeah.
So, and the same people who do the Marvel one are also doing the Star Wars one. Like, it's the same.
It's going to be pretty Funko. It's going to be... Funko is the people who put them on, so...
Yeah. So I'm really excited about the Star Wars one. I don't think we get it until November, which makes me really sad. I want it now.
Well, they're probably planning it to come out with the release of the movie, or at least around that time.
That makes me wonder, are they going to do it like every other... I guess it is every other month. Whatever.
Yeah.
Give me all the pops, please.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Well.
That was our show.
That was fun. That was fun, guys.
It was a lot of fun. I really love this new format, and if anybody else does, please let us know. It really flows well.
Yeah. You know where you can let us know? You can go comment on iTunes and rate our show. Because if you rate our show, that kind of helps boost us on the charts, so more people can listen to us, Well, that's just fucking great for us.
Yeah.
For real. So stop fucking around and go to iTunes today. Okay? Listen, I don't know how many times that I can tell you guys, and I'm angry right now. I just instantly got angry. When we make a post on Facebook, and then we say, hey, go to iTunes and make a comment and leave a review, you motherfuckers hit like instead of going to the link. We yeah, get 30.
That's so true.
We get 35 likes and one review.
Yeah, that's a good ratio going on, man. At least you get one.
And what's crazy is that, like, you can literally do it from your phone. Like, you don't have to go log into anything. If you already have, like, an iPhone, just fucking go and log. Just open the app and go to our show and just hit 5 stars, and then it'll ask you, do you want to write something? You say, no thanks, and just give us a fucking, just a review of stars.
It could be, you could be nothing. Like, you could say nothing.
Yeah, I'm literally not type anything.
I'm looking at you, Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin, wow. God damn it.
Leave a review.
On blast.
Yeah, just putting her on blast. And, sorry. You know, and Ed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where's Ross, your friends at, man?
And Brendan. All you motherfuckers out there listening to the show.
Put down the pot. Pick up a mouse.
Put down. Stop doing the pot.
Oh, my Jesus.
Anyways, but that's the show.
Literally, the more reviews we get, the higher we rank. The more people, it allows more people to listen to us. The more people listen to us, the more shows we can do, because then we'll get, you know.
All the we get all the shits.
Otherwise, we don't make money, and we can't keep doing it because we're all poor because we have kids, except for Kevin, because he doesn't have
son. No, Kevin has a cat, and the cat needs to go to college.
Yeah, that cat, he's a lot of maintenance, dude. We change his litter like once a week, and there's so much poop in there. Like, he poops like a human being.
Mm. You know, he's probably pooping right now. My baby poops a lot.
Oh, babypoop.com.
Oh, God.
Baby. No, don't go there.
Poopstagram.
Is that a real?
I kind of want to look and see what it is. Oh God!
Please don't.
Perfect way to end the show.
Babypoop.com is.
It's a porn site.
And the FBI is at your door.
Doug AKA Jared Fogle.
Why are you looking like that in amazement?
I think his screen froze.
Look at him.
No.
That is a horrible way to freeze the screen. Yeah,
for
he's
real.
Frozen.
Don't go to babypoop.com.
That was the best thing.
It like just freaked the fuck out. Like, it just was like joy.
You
that.
Had the strangest frozen face when that happened.
For real, it looked like you were in
heaven.
I wasn't
frozen. I was just like, what the fuck is happening? It was one of those like get viruses on your computer, please. You know, you have to like, don't just go away. Close. It wouldn't close.
All right, folks, that's our show. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin. I knew he was going to try to do that.
All right, bye, guys.